This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A Russian military journalist who publicized alleged environmental abuses by the Russian Navy has been convicted of treason. The trial in the Russian Pacific coast city of Vladivostok attracted international attention as a test of press freedoms under President Vladimir Putin. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Grigory Pasko was a Russian Navy captain and respected journalist with a military newspaper, Battle Watch. But in the 1990s, Pasko began a crusade. He openly published alarming accounts of how the Russian Navy had dumped nuclear waste in the Sea of Japan. Pasko was arrested after giving information to a Japanese TV network. In 1999, he was acquitted of treason, but convicted on a lesser charge. Several months later, Pasko was pardoned. But Pasko was intent on proving his innocence, and he demanded a new trial. Most people here, as well as Pasko himself, were surprised by the decision. Grigory Pasko is found guilty of treason in the form of espionage. He is ordered to spend 4 years in a strict regime penal colony, said the judge. Prosecutors argued Pasko disclosed information about Russian naval maneuvers. This verdict is totally incomprehensible to me, Pasko told the court. He was then led away in handcuffs. One of Pasko's lawyers called military officials in the courtroom a junta. He vowed to appeal. But Alexander Zdanovich, a spokesman for the Russian Federal Security Service, the successor to the Soviet KGB, cast doubt on chances Pasko could be freed on appeal. We're not talking about Pasko, the journalist. We're talking about Pasko, the officer. He swore an allegiance to his country, said the FSB spokesman. And this officer collected state secrets and handed them over to foreign citizens. That's what his crime was. One of Russia's most respected legal scholars, lawyer Grigory Reznik, scoffed at the claim that Pasko had anything to do with espionage. He said Pasko's whistleblowing about nuclear waste dumping by the Russian Navy had obviously angered the military and security establishment. This is a clear violation of the European Convention on Human Rights, Reznik said. Pasko didn't divulge any state secrets. He simply discussed what is a very ugly situation in our country. Others saw Pasko's conviction in a far more sinister light. President Vladimir Putin has made no apologies for his KGB past. And since Putin came to power 2 years ago, many once freewheeling Russian media outlets have come under increasing state control. There have also been several high-profile cases of scientists being charged with espionage and other crimes. Putin may have brought Russia closer to America and supported its war on terrorism. But critics like former Soviet political prisoner and human rights campaigner Sergei Kovalyov warn that Putin is giving the old KGB more and more power. Have you ever heard of a spy publishing his materials under his own name in a newspaper? It's absurd, said Kovalyov. This case is very worrying indeed. International rights groups were also quick to condemn Pasko's conviction. The New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists said it was an outrage. And the executive director of Amnesty International called the verdict a grave blow to human rights in Russia. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.